Holidays are a traditional time of presidential pardons. Earlier this month, in addition to two turkeys, six people got pardons from President Bush. One of them was Richard Morse. In 1963, when he was 19 and in the Air Force, Morse hitchhiked to the beach for a weekend leave, but he had a hard time catching a ride home. With hours to go before he would be declared AWOL, Morse spotted a 1958 Cadillac, a pink Cadillac, with the keys in the ignition. Morse decided to borrow the car, and he headed back to base until the Cadillac ran out of gas. He was arrested and served 5 months at a work camp, and the crime remained on his record. And decades later, in 1998, back home in Massachusetts, he encountered a problem with that.
We're a hunting family, and my son was, I think he was 14 at the time, or 15, and I wanted to buy him a little 20-gauge double-barrel shotgun that he wanted, and I didn't have anything like that, and most of my stuff was too heavy for him. So I went up to a Maine dealership and tried to purchase one, and of course you have to fill out a form, and they do a NICS check, National Instant Check System check on you, and it came back as I was unable to purchase one because I got flagged.
And you were flagged because of this arrest in 1963.
And I came in like a week later. He said, well, sometimes things get messed up. So I came in back and he said, oh, no, definitely you're flagged. You're not someone we can sell a gun to.
So as I understand this, you were making a lot of phone calls. You were writing a lot of letters. You were looking for someone that could help you. And somewhere along the way, you heard or you learned that typically around the holidays, in an act of benevolence, presidents usually decide to grant a few pardons.
Well, one person somewhere in Boston, I have to dig out the records to find her name, told me to call the pardon attorney in Washington. So I called him, gave him my story, and he basically said, I think you have a good shot. He said, we'll send you an application. And, well, the FBI guy came around, and he was checking people, and they kind of scrutinized you pretty well. And he basically came back. He said, everybody I talked to says, you know, you're fine, upstanding, and all these good things. And I said, yeah, geez, you know, I have nothing to hide. So he said, I'm going to give you a good report. Before Thanksgiving, I got a call, John Adams, the pardon attorney, and introduced himself. And he said, well, I got some good news and maybe some bad news. And I'm thinking, okay. So he said, the good news is President Bush has granted you a pardon. And he said, congratulations and such. And then he said, the bad news might be the media might start hounding you, but you don't have to talk to him if you don't want to.
Well, we're glad you talked to us.
Well, I had to sit back because when I get home that same day, I was all over the internet.
It is an incredible story, though. I've got to ask you, if I could, take you back to 1963. You're 19 years old.
Oh, yeah, I was only weighing like 135 pounds, soaking wet.
You're on leave from Biloxi, you're in Pensacola, and you got to get back quick or you're going to be in trouble, and you spot this pink Cadillac with the keys in the ignition.
Yes.
You still remember that sight?
I remember it was a long beach, and it was getting dark, and there was nothing there. It's like being in the middle of a desert with water.
Except for that Cadillac.
Well, yeah, and I'm looking around, and I don't see anybody available. And I mean, figured maybe somebody's fishing or something, or no. And then I said, well, maybe somebody broke down, and it was there, and I started the key, and it started up, and I said, okay, let's go. I thought somebody was helping me.
I wonder if you also wrestle with this at all, because there are, you know, rules that say if you steal a car, you can't buy a gun.
Oh, sure. Well, see, this is the other thing.
You know, some would say rules are rules.
Well, yeah, but they're retroactive. In other words, if you broke a window 20 years ago and they made a new rule, you cannot break a window. I don't believe it should go back that 20 years and you be able to be punished for it. Yeah, I have no problem with the pardon because I haven't really done anything forever. It's like you make one mistake, and I'm trying to convey this to a lot of young kids because I'm used to be tied in with high school for like 10 years. And trying to tell them, don't mess up because it'll follow you all your life.
Well, Richard Arthur Morse, thanks for speaking to us.
Well, thank you.
Richard Arthur Morse, the recipient of a recent holiday pardon from President George Bush.